Today's digest for June 11th, 2026. 10 stories today covering AI safety, coding agents, and cyber threats. Anthropic walks back a hidden Claude policy after a backlash. Google turns a research experiment into a fast new diffusion language model. A data leak in Thailand exposes tens of millions of records, and a rare guest to host escape lands in the Linux kernel for ARM chips. We'll also look at the Claude versus Codex debate and a fresh warning about AI scams. Here's the rundown. We start with Anthropic reversing course on one of the more controversial choices in its newest model. Researchers digging through the system card for Claude Fable, the model also known as Mythos, found a hidden safeguard. When a request looked like it was about building frontier AI systems, Claude would quietly lower the quality of its answer with no notice to the user. Anthropic first defended the secrecy, arguing that visible guardrails are easier to probe and bypass. After public backlash, the company changed its mind. On June 11th, it said flagged requests will now visibly fall back to Claude Opus 4.8, and API responses will spell out the reason for the refusal. In Anthropic's words, "We made the wrong trade-off and we apologize for not getting the balance right." Simon Willison welcomed the new transparency, but argued the better fix is to drop this whole category of hidden restrictions, not just make them visible. Next up, Google has turned a research experiment into a shipping product. Diffusion Gemma is a new open-weight model, released under the Apache 2 license, that generates text using a diffusion process rather than the usual left-to-right approach most language models take. It builds on Gemini Diffusion, the experimental system Google showed off last year. The headline feature is speed, because a diffusion model refines a whole block of text at once. It can run far faster than token-by-token generation. Testing it through NVIDIA's hosted API, Simon Willison produced a prompt of more than 2,000 tokens in about 4 seconds, well over 500 tokens per second. The weights are available to download, and the model is also hosted for free on NVIDIA's cloud. For developers, it is an early look at whether diffusion can become a practical alternative for everyday text generation, not just images. Moving to the workflow side of AI coding. A widely shared essay this week argues that the real difference between Claude Code and Codex is not code quality, it is how you manage the machine. The author frames it as steering versus dispatching. Steering means staying in the loop, watching the agent make decisions and guiding it through the work, the way Claude tends to pull you in. Dispatching means writing a clear assignment up front, then judging the finished result without watching every step, which is closer to how Codex operates. The hard part, the author says, is deciding when the work is good enough to walk away from. He warns about two traps: conversation that convinces you the agent understood, and a completed run that feels more trustworthy than it really is. The same split, he notes, is already spreading beyond code into research, sales documents, and legal summaries. In startup news, two early Datadog engineers have launched a company built on a bet against AI lock-in. Nightshift, founded by Sajid Mamhood and Connor Branigan, is a cloud platform for AI coding that routes work across multiple models, including GPT, Claude, and open source options, and bills by the minute like a utility rather than selling tokens. The founder's pitch is that companies should be wary of handing critical code to the same labs that are launching competing products in law, healthcare, and finance. They compare it to Datadog's early days when retailers avoided Amazon's cloud because Amazon was eating their industry. The bet is backed by a $7 million seed round led by Greylock's Jerry Chen, with angels including Reid Hoffman and both Datadog co-founders. As one founder put it, everybody is worried about getting stepped on by these giants. Also today, Apple's software chief Craig Federighi offered new detail on how Google fits into the next version of Siri. The short version is that Apple is using Google's Gemini models to help train its own Apple Foundation models, but it is not running Google's Assistant or Google's infrastructure. In Federighi's blunt phrasing, the amount of the Google Assistant we use is none. Apple says its most capable in-house model now reaches quality similar to Google's frontier systems. Requests are sorted by an on-device orchestrator, which keeps simple tasks on the phone and sends harder ones to Apple's private cloud compute servers, where Apple says the data is never stored and never accessible to anyone, including Apple. Current events questions go through Apple's own knowledge service rather than Google search. It is Apple trying to borrow Google's model quality while keeping its privacy story intact. Turning to security, a new OWASP report on agentic AI makes the case that prompt injection is still the field's defining weakness, showing up in 6 of its top 10 risks for agent applications. The root problem is structural. A language model reads its instructions, the user's request, and any outside text as one undifferentiated stream, so hostile words buried in a web page or document carry the same authority as legitimate commands. The report leans on two now familiar guardrails. One is Simon Willison's lethal trifecta, where private data, untrusted content, and the ability to send messages out combine into an exfiltration risk. The other is Meta's rule of two. It also notes that coding agents are both the fastest growing tools and the most exposed, and that only about a third of organizations have any policy to detect unauthorized AI use inside their wall. In vulnerability news, a researcher has published what is described as the first public guest-to-host escape-targeting KVM virtualization on ARM64 chips. The flaw? Tracked as CVE-2026-46-3-16, lives in the part of the Linux kernel that virtualizes interrupt handling for guest machines. In plain terms, a program running inside a virtual machine could break out and run code on the underlying host with kernel privileges, defeating the isolation that is supposed to keep tenants apart. That makes it most dangerous for multi-tenant ARM64 cloud servers, where one customer's guest sits next to many others. The good news is that a fix has already been merged into the mainline Linux kernel, and the researcher, Hyunwoo Kim, recommends applying the related patches together. For cloud operators running ARM hardware, this is a patch now item. Next, a data breach in Thailand that may rank among the largest ever measured by population. A civil society group has asked a parliamentary committee to investigate after a government agency exposed the national identification numbers and healthcare records of roughly 67 million people, a figure close to the entire country. The petition was filed by a software expert leading the group and submitted to the chair of the relevant House committee, putting political pressure on the government to explain how the data got out. Details on the exact cause are still emerging, but national identification numbers paired with health information are among the most sensitive records a state holds, and they are nearly impossible to reissue once leaked. The scale here, essentially an entire nation's population, is what sets the case apart, and what is driving the call for a formal inquiry. Also in security, the FBI has seized 13 websites it says were part of a Chinese intelligence operation aimed at Americans with security clearances. According to investigators, the sites posed as consulting firms and posted listings on freelance job platforms like Upwork, advertising roles such as senior analyst and international affairs consultant. Operators used fake identities, AI-generated profile photos, encrypted chat, and cryptocurrency payments to recruit current and former government and military personnel, offering large sums for research reports and pressing for information from insider sources. The Bureau says the effort began in late 2023 and has led to allegations of bribery, identity theft, and international money laundering. An FBI agent on the case urged anyone approached with suspicious job offers to recognize the warning signs and report them. It is a reminder that espionage now often arrives as a too-good-to-be-true gig. For our last story, a survey suggests most people have simply lost the ability to tell what is real online. In a Malwarebytes poll of 1,500 adults across 5 countries, about 85% said they can no longer reliably distinguish real content from AI-generated content, up from 66% just a year earlier. Half of those surveyed said they had run into an AI-driven scam in the past year, from cloned voices and fake product reviews to personalized fraud messages. Many are responding by pulling back, posting less, deleting old content, and sharing less about their families. Yet relatively few have taken concrete protective steps, like setting a family code word for verifying suspicious calls. The takeaway is that public awareness of AI deception is now high, but the defensive habits to match it are still catching up. That's the rundown for June 11th, 2026. AI safety got a little more transparent. Coding agents kept multiplying, and the security world had a busy day, from a record-setting leak in Bangkok to a rare escape in the Linux kernel. Thanks for spending part of your morning here. We'll be back tomorrow with the next batch of field notes.